Not much precipitation will be occurring in the northern plains as we move forward through the coming week, but we will see the temperatures bouncing around rather aggressively. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We've already experienced some of that. Yesterday afternoon, temperatures were relatively balmy compared to what we're going to be seeing over the next day or two. We expect the afternoon highs today to be stuck primarily in the single digits and teens. That'll be a far cry from yesterday's readings that were mostly in the 30s with some teens and 20s in the northeast. As we go forward through the day on Thursday, though, a big turnaround in temperatures will occur once again with afternoon highs in the 20s and 30s. We'll look for the temperatures to fall again as we get into the weekend, but Friday afternoon will be a second day of 20 and 30 degree highs. When we get to Saturday, though, single digits and teens will return to North Dakota and a big part of Minnesota, while we'll see some 20s and some near 30 degree temperatures in South Dakota and southern parts of Minnesota. And once again, we'll see the cool air linger a little bit on Sunday with upper single digit and teen readings likely in the afternoon, and Monday of next week we'll get back into the 20s and perhaps some 30s once again. Our morning temperatures will be most brutal tomorrow. We expect the low temperatures tomorrow to fall into the negative teens and negative single digits across most of the region, but that'll be as cold as it gets for a while. A nice rebound in temperatures will occur at night. We expect Friday morning temperatures to be mostly in the teens with a few upper single digit readings in the east, and as we get into Saturday, though, some negative and positive single digit readings will return to areas near the Canada border, and we'll look for single digits and teens farther to the south. Sunday will also be a morning with temperatures in the negative and positive single digits. After that, we'll see a little bit more consistency with somewhat warmer conditions. Now, we do expect a little bit of light snow to impact the region once in a while. It does not look like precipitation, though, is going to be very meaningful today. We'll expect to see a cold high pressure center settling into the region. That should give us a sunny afternoon, and we should see light and variable winds once the high pressure system settles on top of us. The high pressure system will abate from the region as we go forward through the night tonight and into the morning tomorrow, and a brisk south wind is expected to occur for a brief period of time tomorrow morning and early in the afternoon, and then we'll likely see a turnaround with the next wave of cooler air arriving, and we'll see some snow flurries and snow showers occurring once again as we go forward through Thursday afternoon, more likely Thursday evening into Friday morning. None of the snow is likely to be very great. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.